Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, the second hour. I told you it was going to be an epic lineup. We just heard from Mr. Gottlieb over there in the first hour. We heard from Brad Primo in the first hour from Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Before I go to my next guest, who we're going to keep for a few segments here, I've got AWR Hawkins coming up in just a second. I've got to give away the flash giveaway of the Crossbreed Super Tuck Concealed Carry Pack, the CCW Pack, which is the holster, the belt, and the mag carrier. So let me get over to that random generator here. And we've got about 2,200 of you jumped in on this thing. We just put it up on Friday, and here we go. Let's click away, and we've got names flying around the cloud there. The winner is Dan P. Taylor. Dan Taylor, congratulations on the CCW pack. We'll be reaching out to you by email. Let's go to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, that's a great giveaway. I know you know it is, because you've not only studied and used those Super Tucks, but you've written up a couple reviews on them, right?
Right, yeah. Super Tuck's a remarkable holster.
Yeah,
I mean, remarkable. So Dan's going to love it.
Dan is going to love it. Dan P. Taylor, congratulations, brother. You got it. All right, AWR Hawkins, I don't know if you wrote about this, but I want to ask you about this before we get cracking here. Fred Gutenberg, the father of a Parkland murder victim, it's horrific. I don't know how the man gets up every day. But regardless of that, he does. And when he does get up, he's jumped in this anti-gun arena, and he's jumped in the political gladiatorial combat arena. And I hate that, because I just wish people in that situation would let Americans grieve for them. Instead, he attacks me, he attacks my rights, then says he's not, and on a CNN interview made it just an egregious statement that said that nobody's gun rights are under attack in America. I thought it was absolutely egregious that he could say that. When he says that, I have to respond, AWR, and I know you're good friends with Andrew Pollack. How do you respond when you hear Gutenberg say that nobody's gun rights are under attack? I guess he's not even paying attention. Let's just start with Virginia.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say nobody except Virginians or Arizonans or residents of Chicago or residents in California or New York or residents in New Jersey or in Massachusetts or even residents in certain areas, certain cities in Florida, residents wherever Democrats have control. So I guess apart from those residents, plus the residents who would be in other states like Connecticut and Vermont, then no one's gun rights are under control. And when I say are under attack, when I say Vermont, people think, well, that's weird. That's a low gun control state. It used to be.
Right.
And then the people in Vermont messed up and elected a rhino governor. And he responded to Parkland by passing, or not passing, but signing all kinds of gun control into effect. So no state is free from the scourge of the Democrat Party.
It was an egregious statement. You know what was interesting was he, of course, Donald Trump professed his support for the Second Amendment, and he made a statement, paraphrase, that said during the State of the Union, as long as I'm president, I will protect the Second Amendment, to which Fred Gutenberg, who was giving Nancy Pelosi 1,000 batting average with this one, yelled something out in the House chamber and was escorted out by House security for what he did. And then he wondered days later why he wasn't invited to the White House as a Parkland father or Parkland family member. And I thought, why would he? The man's not interested in having an honest conversation. All you want to do is berate the president. All he did was support the Second Amendment, and you wonder why you wouldn't. You want to comment on that real quick?
No, that's it. That's it, exactly. I mean, you know, if I have you at my house and you burp in my face or spit at me, well, you probably won't be invited back. So you get him in there. He doesn't know how to act in public. And I'm like you. I do not overlook his loss, which was horrific. But again, Andrew Pollack had a loss like that. And does Andrew Pollack run around screaming at people? And no, Andrew Pollack pursues school safety.
Right.
But he understands, Andrew Pollack understands, that part of school safety is not just saying gun ban. That's not going to make anyone safe. part of school safety is being sure the right people are armed so that they can shoot back.
Yeah, you're right on the money with that, and I feel horrible that I even have to comment on that, but I have to comment on that. I mean, I would be derelict in my responsibilities as the host of Armed American Radio if I didn't. I'm not going to let those comments go. If you attack my rights, my way of life, and the rights of my listeners and 100 million plus Americans who choose to exercise their right to bear arms, I'm going to answer you with a response. And I just wish that people in that situation would let Americans grieve for them. It's just horrific and all the way around. All right, let's move on. Can Clinton Bloomberg win the race? You wrote about this.
Bloomberg, excuse me, for some reason my call dropped. I apologize.
Can Bloomberg and a Clinton ticket, you wrote about it, Bloomberg-Clinton ticket means California-style gun control for everyone. What do you think?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you got the two, what I would call the two strongest proponents for gun control who are in the political sphere, and they'd be joining together. Now, I'm weird, and I'm going to say it, I don't have a lot of fear. Like, I think a lot of people think, oh, Hillary. Yeah, Hillary is unbeatable. Well, how can that be? Because Trump stomped a mud hole in her. And, politically speaking. And so, to me, it's a lot like adding Walter Mondale to the ticket. And I'm like, when I think of Hillary, I always think of someone who, to me, is characterized almost more than anything by the fact that her dislikes far outweigh her likes. And she is like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Oh, she
and,
is.
And so, I'm not unnerved by this, but, hey, that's just me.
Well, let me tell you how I feel about this. Bring it on. Bring Hillary Clinton back. Let's resurrect this old news, and let's put her back on the ticket. I'm all for it, man. Bring it on. I think Bloomberg, who I believe does have a chance for the nomination, does this. I mean, he's just, as far as I'm concerned, he just put another nail in his coffin, as politically speaking. I mean, he's finished. I just don't think Americans, like they weren't in 2016, even want to see her again. It's like, my God, go away. Now, the media is not going to make people feel that way, but in reality, that can actually happen. What do you think?
Oh, sure. I believe it's true. And you got to remember, too, all this attention about the benefit of her, supposedly, is part of a mainstream media attempt to get past the news of Bloomberg saying that you should throw minorities against the wall. And that's a paraphrase, but he was defending stop and frisk. He did say in the speech that minorities between the age of 15 and 25 ought to be disarmed, that cities ought to be disarming them. And then he defended stop and frisk and was talking about how to handle crime in minority communities, and he said you throw them against the wall. Now, look, anybody wants to listen to that? Anybody wants to can say, oh, you made that up. Well, go listen to the speech. It was Aspen Institute. He gave it February 6, 2015. Anybody wants to can hear it. And so he's got to deal with that, too. And the establishment media is trying to get past that as fast as they can.
You know what's interesting, AWR? You and I talked about this in a couple private conversations over the weekend, yesterday on Saturday. And what I find interesting about this is we reminded each other that this is how far ahead the gun rights community really truly is in this stuff. You wrote about this speech back in 2015?
Right, February 7th, 2015.
We talked about it on this radio program. And that, so it's good to see the mainstream media finally picking this stuff up. But it took them a hell of a long time to do it, didn't it?
Well, they only report it when it becomes impossible to ignore.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. That's exactly what they do. No doubt about it. All right, listen, I'm going to set up the next segment with you by talking about every town distancing itself from Bloomberg because of the stop and frisk speech, okay? I'll let you get started on that, but you wrote it. We got about a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's basically they want to stress that they're independent of Bloomberg. Well, they weren't doing that last week. They weren't stressing that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago. So the Bloomberg founded and funded group now says they are independent of Bloomberg.
Do these guys, have they ever met a lie that they haven't wanted to just wrap their arms around? I mean, it's almost sickening to hear that.
Right. Well, they're just proof that the left understands politics is power, and they'll do anything to hold office, to hold their place, because that place is power.
You accompany your piece. Listen, I want you to read this. This will make you sick to your stomach. If you're driving, be careful. Make sure a window's open or pull off the side of the road if you need to. But every town distances itself from Bloomberg due to stop and frisk speech. And AWR, let me just read a little bit of this to take us to the break here. Michael Bloomberg founded Every Town for Gun Safety, reportedly distancing itself from Bloomberg following the publication of his comments. And there's a photograph of him standing at a presidential Gun Sense Forum podium, hashtag Gun Sense, pound Gun Sense Forum, and then Moms Demand in Every Town logos behind him. When we come back, we'll get a little bit into it, and then a whole bunch more to cover with AWR. We'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast here in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Real quick, want to give a shout out to Bursa. My next gun is going to be the 380, by the way, with the threaded barrel. I can't wait to tell you that I've picked it up. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. You heard Brad Primo in the previous segment with Alan Gottlieb. DefenderCoffee.com. A little bit too late for me to be drinking it right now, but I do and support the Second Amendment with every sip, and I give my portion of the proceeds to the Second Amendment Foundation. Visit DefenderCoffee.com. Crossbreed Holsters, of course. Dan P. Taylor just won the CCW pack. Visit Crossbreed.com every single day for all of the new, well, you see all the new discounts that they have up on the website. Gotta love it. Second Amendment Foundation, GunBroker.com, North American Arms. We're giving away the guns next weekend. My Pillow, for gosh sakes, I saw a bunch of you buy them just last week. I don't know what sparked that, but congratulations for supporting the Second Amendment when you get a great night's sleep. Supply.com, the razors. I'm getting a really good friend of mine those for his birthday in May, and you know who that person is. We might know a guy. Emerson Knives, Taser, My Pillow, the Gun Box, Car Arms, and the rest. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, let's put an exclamation point on that Every Town thing, because that just shows us and proves to us how far these insidious heathens will go to just put whatever narrative they want out. I mean, it's, what a slap in the face and an insult to the intelligence of Americans, correct?
Correct. Right.
All right.
As you say, when they're photographed standing right with the logo and they've been involved with the logo since the launch,
Funding it. He's their wallet. Now, let's talk about fundraising, something else insidious. And you mentioned Democrat Senator Chris Coons out of Delaware. This guy, talk about a heathen. Democrats fundraising off anniversary of Parkland shooting. What was this lunatic doing?
That's it. This is embarrassing. This is
so bad.
I had to read and reread his email because I was sure I was making a mistake. It was that repulsive. But he sent out an email on the second anniversary of the Parkland shooting, talking about how it is imperative to support more background checks, to support background checks, yada, yada, to criticize Mitch McConnell for not passing them, yada, yada. And you click a button, it takes you to a donation page. Well, what he never says on either page is that the Parkland shooter passed the background check for his gun. See, that's the end of the story right there. The story ends right there. That's why they don't want to mention that. There are background checks. We've had them since 1998. And the Parkland shooter acquired his gun via a background check in the store. They do not stop criminals. They never have. They never will.
You have written, and I've lost count of how many individuals the media has selected as far as mass shooters go, and you have listed them by name, by shooting, by date, who have passed background checks. And I want to point something out, too, about Virginia, AWR. The two mass killings in Virginia, 07 Virginia Tech and the Virginia Beach shooting last year, both of those, 44 dead people at the hands of two killers, both of them using handguns, and that's the impetus for them to take away assault weapons in Virginia. Again, I point this out because of the insidiousness of these people's lies, that they're using those two shootings to take away good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans' firearms who did nothing wrong. And in both cases, handguns were used, not even the rifles they're attacking, correct?
Correct.
Man, you just got to wonder.
You don't have to wonder too long, because these people will, I can't remember which Democrat came out after the Santa Fe High School shooting, which was also in 2018, I believe. And in that shooting, a revolver and a shotgun were used. And one of the Democrats came out and pushed an assault weapons ban after that. And so you can't be surprised.
No, nothing surprises me, but the slap in the face to the intelligence of hundreds of millions of Americans with this nonsense is just crazy. Now, there was one I want to ask you about. It was a happy ending story. I don't have it in front of me. I'm working off a memory here. But you wrote about an individual, I believe it was a convenience store, a gas station. He robbed it, got shot, and then took off and went out and had a beer.
Right. What happened? Las Vegas.
Oh, that
would
figure.
He got shot, and then he took off, and he went to a gas station and told him he really needed a beer. So he grabbed a beer and opened it and drank it and then walked outside, collapsed. Police arrested him.
Okay, did he collapse because of the beer? Did he collapse because of the gunshot?
I'm going to say the gunshot, because it was to the abdomen.
out through an abdomen. Do we know about his disposition at this stage of the game?
No, we don't. I don't know whether he's breathing or not.
It really doesn't matter to me if he is or not. I'm glad to see that Las Vegas, you're tuned in right now. It's just one less dirtbag on your streets. Thank goodness. Wow, unreal. Now let's stay on happy ending stories. Armed homeowner protects family and kills alleged intruder. This is in Vancouver, Washington, a state under vicious attack. What happened here?
Yeah, this was at night, about 10 o'clock. Somebody broke in, and the homeowner grabbed a gun and confronted him and ended up shooting him, and that's the end of it. Police arrived and just arrived in time to declare the guy deceased and move on. Next story, you know. That's how the Second Amendment works. And people have to understand what a brazen move it is that you might be at home watching TV with your family, and I just kick in your front door or your window or whatever it is and just come on in. What a brazen move that is. You're inviting retaliation when you do that, and this guy got it.
Well, you know, you just brought up a great point. As many of these happy ending stories that we tell, the vast majority of them, of course, are home invasions. And you're right. What a move that is. Imagine what's going through the head of an individual who decides, I'm going to kick in someone's door. I don't know what's on the other end or how many people are in there, but I'm going in that home. When you're doing that, there's no doubt that you're showing a propensity for violence, and one can automatically assume that if you're brazen enough to kick in a door, you're brazen enough to kill who's inside. And there isn't any judge or jury in the land that is going to do anything wrong to the individual who sends you into the next life, correct?
Yeah, it'd be hard to find it, you know. A state like New Jersey might get you on not having a permit to own your gun. That's the problem with these layers of gun control.
Yeah, you're right.
But, self-defense is still highly respected in every state in the United States.
Gun control lawmaker who survived Vegas shooting endorses Pete Buttigieg. Now, this is a Nevada state lawmaker and is now a strong gun control proponent, as you point out, is endorsing Mayor Pete for president. The AP, her name is Sandra Warigi or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Don't care. But she first endorsed Senator Kamala Harris, who ran on an assault weapons ban. This is in your piece. Go ahead and take this for the next minute.
Yeah, she is. She supported Kamala Harris, who couldn't get any traction, just like Eric Swalwell couldn't on gun control. And Harris dropped out, so now it's Mayor Pete. That's who she's supporting and counting on for gun control. And that was the thrust of the piece. That's what's important for people to understand it, that Mayor Pete attracts gun controllers because he is a gun controller.
Can you stay with us one more segment? I know you're busy right now. If you can't, I understand.
I'm afraid it's going to get too loud where I am.
That's okay. That's okay. I figured that. Don't you worry about it. I appreciate you taking the time that you did right here. So here's what I'm going to do, listener. I am going to cover the rest of AWR's work in the next segment. Then we've got Rob Pincus coming in for a Personal Defense Network tip of the week. AWR Hawkins over at Breitbart News. I'm going to let you go ahead and cut the line because I know you're slammed and I know you're busy this evening. Have fun.
Thank you, buddy.
You betcha, man. Thanks for joining us. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. When we come back, I'm going to go ahead, as I said, and I'm going to cover some of AWR's work. And thank you to him for taking time out of his family today on a Sunday to join us. This is the dedication of the people who want to bring you this information. You can read everything he writes at Breitbart.com. AWR Hawkins, get on his mail list and get it coming into your email box. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues here in these Crossbreed Holster studios. I can't thank AWR Hawkins enough, and I want you as a listener to understand the time that Mr. Gottlieb, for example, gives us virtually every single week. And when he's not doing this show, there's a reason for that, because he's traveling doing something else on our behalf. AWR Hawkins taking time out of family tournaments to join us, not just on this show. Rarely he comes on the daytime show. We separate the two shows, but from time to time, something happens that we bring AWR Hawkins in, the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show, from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, to get his perspective on what might be happening. Of course, we've spoken to him a couple times about what's going on or what's going down in Virginia right now. Speaking of, so please, when you hear AWR, and when you hear all of our guests, but particularly the regular contributors, man, I want you to know these people give so much of their time. They don't get paid to be on this show. Their dedication is just incredible. So I'm very proud and honored to have these individuals on our program who make such a difference when it comes to our right to bear arms. Let's continue. Oh, by the way, Virginia, before I go any farther, it was great to hear. It just reminded me, but it was great to hear from Alan Gottlieb that there's a possibility that HB was 691 or nine, excuse me, 961, the assault weapons ban, may very well be able to be killed in the Virginia Senate. That would be a massive, massive coup. And if you're in Virginia, Follow VCDL for instructions on what you need to do Monday. They've already got a new mail out. If I get to it in the next hour, I will do so. Oh, man, you got to fight. You got to fight. And the individuals on this program do. I'm so proud to be able to call them friends and colleagues. Now, AWR Hawkins also spoke at the rally that Alan Gottlieb spoke at and many others that we just heard in the first hour, that there were 3,000 plus people at this. And AWR was one of the ones that called me right after the rally yesterday. We spoke about three times. And boy, he called, as Alan did, to rub in just how big it was and what really kind of a shock it was to see that many people in Phoenix. But with the attacks on our gun rights right now, this being an election year and Michael Bloomberg at the front of it, spending his money in Arizona, in Florida, in Georgia right now, this is how you got to get proactive. So heed what Alan Gottlieb said and read the words of AWR Hawkins. Let's do that right now. One of his other headlines, I love covering his work, by the way. Joe Biden, it is rational to prohibit 50 clips in a weapon. Now, I have actually defended this guy a couple times when it was obvious that he just simply misspoke. I say that because I speak for a living. I misspeak from time to time. I've had listeners tell me, hey, man, you said this when you meant that. It happens. We're all human. But there's a pattern in developing when it comes to Joe Biden, isn't there? This week, he told attendees in New Hampshire that it is, get this, rational to prohibit 50 clips in a weapon. Now, I'm not even sure what he's talking about. Would he be a slip of what? He probably would have meant 30 rounds in a magazine. I have no earthly idea. But he said it was rational policy. Oh, Ryan Saavedra quoted Biden maligning the absence of, quote, a rational policy that makes it illegal to have 20, 30, 40, 50 clips in a weapon. So I'm going to guess that Biden was talking about rounds in a magazine. But let me tell you something. When you're running for president, you can't make these gaffes. And Biden does it day after day after day. To me, indicative of something else going on when it comes to Biden. According to Hawkins, also in Hudson, New Hampshire, Biden intimated that gun owners who cling to their AR-15s and AK-47s are no match for the government. This is something I haven't talked about, but AWR did write about. And that's when he made reference to gun owners, quoting Thomas Jefferson's statement on the tension that exists, I'm quoting from AWR Hawkins now, between free men and the rulers who wish to subjugate them. A statement that includes Jefferson's observation that, quoting Jefferson, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. We've all heard that. No truer statement has ever been uttered. Jefferson knew it, and he said it. And Joe Biden turned around with this whopper. Those who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, a great line. Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There is no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you if you're worried about the government knocking down your door. Now, let me make something very clear to Joe Biden. First of all, and he heard this and he knows this, the F-15 does not fire Hellfire missiles. Okay, do we give Biden another pass for another gaffe pass? That's up to you. I'm not inclined to do that anymore. When you're running for president, you got to know these things. But aside from that, I guess Joe Biden hadn't had a recent conversation with the Taliban, who with their AK-47s has held off the greatest army in the history of the world for 20 years now, and is now negotiating to end the war in Afghanistan with the Taliban. I guess he didn't see what happened in Vietnam. I guess he's not sure of what happened with the Iraqi insurgency. The point that I'm trying to make is it is absolutely 100% possible to stop an army. And Joe Biden should know better than that, particularly when you're talking about an American army who, by the way, Joe Biden, we don't take too kindly to your threat. But I know pilots who used to fly the F-14s, that fly the F-18s now. I've sat in their rooms and loaded their magazines with them before they went off to war. Yes, true story, when I was in Virginia Beach. Absolutely happened. I won't name the pilots, but boy, they had some amazing parties and their boat drinks were wonderful. These guys were a rowdy bunch, a tremendous amount of fun, and the coolest group of people I've ever met in my life. And I can promise you, they wouldn't be firing hellfire missiles on their own cities, Joe Biden. You might want to rethink that. But let's look at that statement for what it is. It's a threat. It's a threat to gun owners. Joe Biden deems it okay to threaten gun owners. He is insinuating that American pilots will destroy American cities and kill American citizens. That's what he's saying. And that takes me back to, is saying come and take it a threat? Absolutely not. The threat is the individual threatening to come and take your stuff in the first place. You are simply reacting to it. That's exactly what happened at Lexington and Concord. The first shot of the American Revolution was fired in response to the British threatening to come and disarm the colonists. And methinks some of our politicians, such as Governor Blackface Northam, Joe Biden and others, Michael Bloomberg and others, might want to remember that. Because those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. Could it happen in this country again? I'm afraid it could. I pray and I'm hopeful every day that it doesn't. But we watch Virginia with bated breath, don't we? We pay very careful attention to Virginia for that very reason. I don't know what's going to happen there, but here's what I can tell you with 100% absolute certainty. Whatever happens in Virginia will be a direct result of the tyrannical government in Virginia. Their decision to enforce their unconstitutional laws or their decision how to enforce their laws. The next move is up to them. The people of Virginia have spoken in 98% of the counties, municipalities, and cities, and towns, and villages. No, we're not going to take it anymore. And if you attempt to, we will not enforce your unconstitutional laws. We support the right to bear arms. The rest is up to the governor. That's where the threats lie. Good heavens. It's amazing in America that we're even talking about these things. It really, truly is. But Joe Biden, I spent a little bit of time on Joe Biden. I didn't really want to spend. We'll see if I have not yet heard from Rob. We'll see if we get him in here. If not, you got me for the next segment. We'll continue some work from AWR. Don't go away. We're going to be right back here at Armed American Radio's MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios right after this. With him or without him, the show goes on. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Rob Pincus, welcome to the show, brother. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm down in Florida. I was up in Minneapolis at Personal Defense Network headquarters. It was negative 11. It is 83 here now.
Gotta love it. Hey, man, listen. Earlier in the day, the Daytona 500, loved watching Trump circle the track. Now that you're back in Florida, let's do this. Let's give the weekly pro tip of the week. I'm going to do the hardest thing in radio, and that's shut up and listen. I'm going to turn it over to you for about 8 minutes. Rob Pincus for the pro tip of the week from Personal Defense Network. Go ahead, Rob.
All right, this week's PDN pro tip. We're going to talk about all of the things that you should be thinking about other than the firearm when it comes to preparation for defending your family, defending yourself inside of your home. And this is really important. You know, we talk a lot about the guns. Obviously, it's Armed American Radio, Personal Defense Network, United States Concealed Carry Association, U.S. Law Shield. Everybody out there is always talking about guns, 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 guns. But here's the thing. It's not just the gun that we should be worried about, because, A, there's a lot more to things that you can be prepared for to take care of your family, take care of each other, take care of yourself in your house, than just something that's going to require a firearm. And the other thing is, when you do need a firearm, chances are you may need some of these other things as well. So first, let's talk about communication. One of the most important tips that I put out all the time, and I still, after years of putting this out, people seem shocked and really surprised and find it to be valuable. You know, an old cell phone can be used for communications with 911. So any old cell phone that'll still take a charge that you can still activate, not on a carrier service. You don't need to have any subscription. You don't need to pay any money. Any cell phone that works that can still connect to the towers can be used to call 911. So first thing you want to think about staging is that old cell phone. Instead of the drawer that has two or three screen cracked cell phones or whatever you got in there, plug them in, keep them in a closet, keep them in the bedroom, keep them maybe in your kid's room, and know that they can be used for that 911 call. The other important thing to remember about the old smartphones, if you have one that's only a few years old and it can connect to your inside the house Wi-Fi, your wireless internet connection, you can also use it to look at your security cameras or to deal with other apps maybe your security app that gives you notifications of whether a door has been opened or a window, maybe your basement window is open. Because once the alarm starts going off, the dog starts barking, you don't necessarily know exactly what's going on in your house. And if you have that alarm system that can tie into an app, remember, you don't need the tablet. You don't need your current cell phone. You can use any cell phone that's on your wireless system for most of that interaction. So security cameras, 911 call, and then, of course, any other interaction that you have there on those apps, that can be really important. Second thing you want to think about is lighting. Now, obviously, the idea that most people are talking about nowadays is you don't need to have the weapon-mounted light. You don't need to think about searching your house. Just turn your lights on or stay in the dark, right? If you are hiding from someone, if you've got your family and you're secure, you're waiting for the police to arrive, you've got the doors locked, you may not need to turn any lights on. But if you need to identify who's in your house, you're trying to find your family members, whatever it is, turn your lights on. However, you may not be able to turn your lights on. You may not be in a position to reach a switch. You may not be able in a position to be able to get to the lighting that you want to be able to turn on, that you're going to be able to identify what's going on right around you. So you have a handheld flashlight. And again, that is important that it's a handheld flashlight and not a weapon-mounted light. Weapon-mounted lights can be great as a secondary choice for personal defense, for home defense, but you should have a handheld light as a primary light. And it doesn't need to be a really expensive one. It doesn't need to be hundreds of lumens. In fact, in a lot of cases, the less light, the better. When you think about confined spaces, when you think about light bouncing back off of the walls, when you think about waking up in the middle of the night, something's going on, you turn on that 200 lumen light, you may get blinded. And of course, it is very specific to the idea of using a flashlight different from turning the lights on in your house. If you turn the lights on in your house, everything is illuminated pretty evenly. When you take a flashlight and you shine that bright hot spot in one area, if you look right at it, well, the other areas around you are going to be dark. If you look away, if you hear a sound, you look off to your left, you've been looking at that bright hot spot, you look off to your left or right, you look down a hallway to look at that sound, which is a very natural thing to do, and you look into a darker area, your vision at that point is pretty much useless. So there's a big difference between turning on all the lights and just having one bright hot light. Think about that. So a reduced kind of illumination, good quality light that you know is going to work. You can also use it for other things like finding the rest of your gear, putting on your holster, making sure your kids are behind you, whatever your armor situation is you may have there. And of course, medical gear or medical equipment. Even being able to look up medical information in the time of an emergency that doesn't involve a firearm, but you're just trying to help your family. Again, if the power's out, somebody gets sick, somebody's hurt, having that flashlight with your medical equipment and with your medical information. So what kind of medical equipment should we have? Well, first there's trauma equipment, of course. You want to make sure that you have your tourniquet, you have your pressure dressing, you have maybe a hemostatic agent impregnated gauze that's going to help you promote clotting, maybe a chest seal. Of course, if you know how to use these things, the more you know how to use, the more that you should have staged. There's a difference between the kind of medical equipment you're going to stage at home for emergencies and the kind that you're going to carry around with you in a cargo pocket or in a backpack or even a diaper bag, a purse, or on an ankle kit like I wear. That's where you're really going to have only your minimal emergency trauma equipment. But when you're at home, you might think about other emergency medicine as well. The kinds of things that you might have if you have someone who's got a serious allergy, the kind of things you have if you have someone who needs that inhaler, an emergency inhaler, things like that. Other types of emergent medicines because of existing conditions that you or your family members have, you want to stage some of that in one place, not just in the medicine cabinet or, you know, in that big crazy counter or that drawer that has everything in it. You want to make sure that it is staged with your emergency response equipment as well. And then information as well, you might think about that. If you have especially other people in your house, people living with you that aren't maybe as well trained as you are in some emergency medical care, you can have some quick reference sheets or charts that can be used, whether they're specifically designed for a medical environment or they're just things that you came up with your family that you guys wrote down some simple instructions, things to do for medical emergencies and especially, again, for those existing conditions. So we think about having the firearm, obviously. We talked about that. That's the given for anybody who's listening to Armed American Radio. Talked about communications, talked about the lighting source. We also talked about then this medical information, your medical gear. One of the things you want to think about is how are you going to move with all of this stuff? So again, having all of it in the closet or having all of it in the drawer isn't going to help you if you do need to leave your house with your family members, or even if you need to move from wherever you originally find out there's an emergency to where other family members are. And this is really important if you have a house plan with like a split floor plan where you've got the kids upstairs and maybe the adults are living in a master on the main floor, or if you've got a ranch style house where the common area of the house is in between the kids' bedrooms or the bedrooms you may be moving to and where you sleep, also during the day, if you think about having, maybe you have a home office, well, then you're going to potentially stage everything in your home office where you spend most of your time. That means you may have to move from there to another location also to barricade if you set up one of your bedrooms, the barricade area. So thinking about how you're going to move all of this stuff is important. And I wouldn't suggest just having a random kind of backpack that you throw everything in, because then it becomes a mess in there. So how you organize all of this material, how you organize all of your equipment, maybe a vest is a good way to do it. Maybe a belt, what people call a battle belt, that's very easy and quick to put on. Also, that's going to be able to have a holster then for your defensive handguns. You can move through your home in a staged position. You can holster the gun if you don't have an imminent emergency, but you do want to have the firearm with you when you take it out of that quick access safe or wherever it is you have it staged. And that's going to be important as well. So the battle belt, a vest, or an organized backpack for all of this equipment. That's your Personal Defense Network training tip of the week this week for Armed American Radio. The other thing I want to remind you is that if you value the information that you hear me put out, that Mark talks about, the stuff you've seen for over 15 years now coming from Personal Defense Network, whether it's DVDs or streaming, you can get access to all of that information as an Armed American Radio listener at personaldefensenetwork.com/AAR, and you're going to have the opportunity to get in at $25, a full year of premium access. That's all of the video content, all of the article content that we have from the last 16 years, and all the latest, greatest new stuff that's coming out all the time for only $25. That's about a 75% discount at personaldefensenetwork.com/AAR. And Mark, thank you for making that available to your listeners and working with us at PDN.
Wow, unbelievable timing, Rob. I've got so much I want to talk to you about, but we're going to have to cut this out, so I'm going to bring you back during the week, okay? Rob Pink is personaldefensenetwork.com/AAR. Thank you, Rob. We'll talk to you next week. Great tip of the week. Armed American Radio will be back with Stephen Gutowski right after this in the next hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.